Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast entitled Developing Missional Churches,
Part 1,
Tensions.
Developing missional churches is one of the great challenges facing modern church leaders who live in a consumerist
world system.
Bimissional, I mean
prioritizing the pursuit of the Great
Commission.
Jesus' marching orders
this
to the church
will address two of
this
the major
article
obstacles
will address
to
two
achieving
of the major
this
obstacles
missional
to achieving.
Tension
missional
number
goal.
One.
Attractional
tension number
versus
one.
Equipping.
Attractional versus
in the United States,
equipping.
We live in a pronounced
in the United
culture
States,
in
we live in a
pronounced
consumer
early
culture
age
to view
in
life
which people
from
are
what's
trained
in it for me vantage
from early age to view
this consumerist
life, what's
mindset
in it
has
for
affected
me.
The church too.
This
resulting
consumerist
in many
mindset
people having
has
rather
affected
shallow
the church
reasons
too.
For attending,
resulting
in many people having
church.
Rather shallow reasons
the
for attending or not
our
attending
our
a local church.
To look for a church that
the culture
provides
has molded
the most
our people
return
to look
on
their
for
investment,
church,
which is
that
often
provides
measured
the most
by how
return
our
on their
particular
investment,
church
which is
them
often measured
personally
by how our particular
church
blesses
because
them
we are mostly selfish in our
unfortunately,
orientation,
because we are mostly
we
selfish
gravitate
in our orientation,
we gravitate
that are
toward those churches
comfortable and
that are attractive.
Impressive,
comfortable,
and
to put it another way, people will
shop
churches
people
to
will
find
shop
the one
churches
that offers
to
the
find
best
the one
programs,
that offers the best
facilities,
programs, facilities,
worship
experience,
preaching,
and
other benefits
such
as
being
a place
to
network
with
other
successful
people
in
the
area.
Not surprisingly,
such a search
often leads
consumer
often
Christians
to the
consumer
Christians
and
to
most
the biggest
churches
and the most successful
in the area.
Churches. In
this
their
is to be
area.
Expected because the church
growth
this
is to be
movement that began in the 1980s
the
taught leaders how to
that
market
began
their
in the
churches
1980s
to the
taught leaders
this
how
leads
to
us
market
to a
their
very
churches
important
to the
point
masses.
That has proved
this
to be
leads
a
us to a very important point
in
that has
many
proved
cases.
To be a disaster.
Churches that
in
want
many
to
cases.
Attract Christian consumers,
churches
must
that
choose
want
to
provide
attract
the things
Christian
for which
people
are
shopping.
Must choose
consumers
to
need
the
to be
things for which people are
which has led
shopping.
To the development of the attractional
consumers
model
need
of
to be
doing
attracted,
church.
Which
this
is way
led
of
to the
operating
development
tend
of
tries
the
to
attractional
present
model
the
of
very
doing church.
Best Sunday service
this
possible
way of operating
in order to
tends
attract
to present
the largest number of
the very
seekers
best
and church
Sunday service possible
as well as
in order
provide
to
a great
attract
experience
the
for
largest
its
number of
members
seekers and
in
church
order to retain
shoppers.
Them.
As
the
well as
disastrous
provide a
aspect
great
of
experience
this model
for
is
its
that
members,
many
in order
leaders,
to
have
retain
compromised
them.
The gospel.
The
To
disastrous
keep them
aspect
coming.
of this model is that many
In
leaders
stark
have
contrast,
compromised the gospel
Jesus taught
to
his
keep them
disciples
coming.
That they
In
must
stark
be willing to
contrast,
lose
Jesus
everything
taught
for
his
his
sake,
disciples that they
which
must
is
be
a
willing
direct
to lose
attack on
everything for his
consumerism.
sake.
Which
He
is a
said,
direct attack on
therefore,
consumerism.
any one of you,
he said,
who does not
Luke
renounce
14:33,
all that he has,
cannot
so
be
therefore,
my disciple.
anyone of
Luke
you
14,
who does not renounce all that he has
the
cannot
opposite
be my
of the
disciple.
consumerist church
the
is the
opposite of the
disciple making
consumerist
church
which
prioritizes
training and
equipping
its
members
to do the
which
work of the
prioritizes
ministry.
Training
comparing
and equipping
attractional
its members
churches
to
do
equipping
the work
churches
of the ministry
is like contrasting
comparing
going to
attractional
a
churches
concert
to
with
equipping
going
churches
to
is like
contrasting
it's
going
easy
to
to
a
guess
concert
which one most
going
people
to
will
school.
choose.
It's
disciple-making
pretty easy
churches
to guess
cannot
which
be
one
most
consumer-oriented
people
will choose.
By definition,
disciple-making
the two
making
ways
churches
of doing things
cannot
are
be
diametrically
consumer-oriented
by definition.
Opposed.
The two ways
Strong
of doing
disciples
things
are
are
built through teaching
them
self-denial
opposed.
For the sake of the
Strong
mission,
disciples are built through
which
teaching
will
them
alienate
self-denial for the
consumers
sake of
whose
the mission,
purpose in
which
life is to consume
alienate
blessings
consumers
for
whose purpose in life
is to
draws
consume
consumers
blessings for
will
themselves.
Pull disciples off
What draws
track.
Consumers
Leaders
will pull
who wish
disciples
to
prioritize
the Great
off track.
Commission will have to
Leaders
face
who wish
the
to
giant of
prioritize the Great
consumerism
Commission
and
will
choose
have
to
to
turn
face
their
the
backs
giant
to
of
its
consumerism
allure
in
and
order to
choose
make
to turn their backs
disciples
on its allure.
Tension number two,
in order
the
to make
modalic
disciples.
Versus
the sodalic.
Part 2.
A writer named Rob Yule from New Zealand wrote this.
The church as a local or regional community.
Is the static or geographical form of the church.
Is the church as a local or regional form of community.
Another perhaps is the better way to conceive of the difference is the church.
Modality is a function
another perhaps better way to conceive of the difference
is the church to its own
modality
people,
is a function of the pastoral ministry of the church to
missional
its own
or apostolic
people,
thrust,
whereas
toward
sodality
those who do not
is
yet
know
Christ.
Missional
the
or
second
definition is how I use the two words in
toward
this
those
article.
Who do not yet know
church
Christ.
Leaders because of
this
calling,
second definition is
gifting,
how I use
training,
the two words in this
and
article.
Or personality
church
usually
leaders
emphasize
because
either
of modality
or
gifting, training
and
ministry.
Or personality usually
these
emphasize
two ways
either
of seeing and
modality or
sodality
in
their
position
ministry.
To each other.
Creating
these two ways of seeing
and
practicing
church
world.
Seem to be in opposition
Jesus
to each other, creating
worldwide
some
missionary organization
the
called
world.
The church.
Jesus launched
a worldwide missionary organization called the church,
whose marching orders are found
in the Great
20
Commission.
He promised his disciples that the gates of hell
would not be able to withstand its missionary advances.
The preaching
16,
of the gospel turned
18.
The world upside down
the
in a
preaching
very short
of the gospel
time,
turned the world upside down in a very
often
short
led
time,
by apostolic
ministers, early disciples
went
often
forth
led
by
with apostolic
objective
ministers
preaching
went forth
the good
with
news,
the sole objective
of Christ's resurrection
the
and lordship,
of Christ's resurrection and lordship,
and establishing churches
and establishing
churches
disciples
whenever groups of
to the
disciples
message.
Respond to the message.
Just as a conquering army,
just as a conquering
consolidated
organization
and consolidated
the church
gains,
found that tending
the church
its
found
converts
tending
tended to be a full time
occupation.
A full time
Apostle Paul probably spent
the Apostle Paul
tending
probably
the newly
spent more time
churches
tending,
than he did in
newly formed churches than he did
evangelization,
evangelization
of unreached
peoples.
Nevertheless,
he
never
lost
his
zeal
and
commitment.
For taking
for
the gospel,
taking the gospel
to unreached
to places
areas
that
Romans 15
he had not
20.
Yet
he used established churches as bases from which to launch and sustain his ongoing missionary endeavors. Romans 15:24. In terms of a conquering military army, churches can be viewed as outposts from which greater advances can be made while maintaining conquered areas. Both the pastoral, the modalic, and the apostolic, the sodalic, callings are fairly all-consuming. Paul was one of the few, it seems, who was able to keep both front and center in his life. It is my belief that true apostles have this calling and ability. They are essentially missionaries who care deeply for and maintain a pastoral relationship of some nature with the churches they help start. Unfortunately, however, many churches are led by pastors who may unintentionally stray from the Great Commission and settle for being modalic, self-absorbed institutions, and this is because it is difficult to maintain both sides of the equation, mission and pastoring. The tension between the pastoral and the apostolic calling is a second challenge in the developing of missional churches. Most church leaders I know are in favor of reaching out with the gospel to those who still do not know Christ, but fewer feel the need to devote their resources and energy towards motivating, equipping, and launching their members into the harvest field. Those who have prioritized mission are divided between using an attractional model or employing the equipping model. Which is better? At making disciples, which is better at bringing in new converts? Two questions will be addressed in the following articles in this series. One, should church leaders equip the entire church, the modality, to become members of a Great Commission harvest team? Or should the Great Commission be delegated to a specialized subgroups, sodalities, in the church? Number two, should churches rely on drawing people to evangelist-led attractional meetings or
focus on equipping average followers of Christ to competently penetrate their neighborhoods and relational groups with the gospel in order to make disciples. I hope you will continue with me as I look at these two questions in two coming articles.